The middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Yud Aleph, on the bottom of page 228, Siv Beis, regarding the halachas of a mess on Shabbos and other halachas of tiltil menatzad, moving indirectly. Says Machab, a meister is sirich babais. A dead person that's putrefying in the house, comes out, it's being degraded amongst the living. The hay mesbazim has continued to have kuf tetvav, and they're degraded from him. Some say that even if it didn't putrefy yet, Elish Shakovlas Rech is close to putrefying. That's the precise name of the Torah, Rashi, and Ran. Says Mechaber, Mutulay Tilly Carmelis, then you're allowed to take him out to a Carmelis. The Mahila and Mokum Lots is by now, if they had a place to go out with him. Then they don't take him out. If they have a place where to go out to, so they don't take him out. They leave him in this place. They leave. They did not permit to take him out to a Carmelis. They kick or tinnik only through a loaf or a baby. Some say, to the contrary, if you're taking out the dead person to a rabbinically prohibited area to carry to, better to take him out without a loaf and the infant. To minimize the malacha of carrying. There are actually those who permit to take him out even to the public domain, or the tinnik through a baby. But they kick him out through a loaf. But then same thing is, imhu bevazayin acher, in a different state of the grace, going to trade besvina. Let's say he was on a boat. And the non-Jews were gathering over there. And anything like that, that's disgraceful for the dead person. You would be permitted to carry him out. Hagos says the Ramah. But then same thing is, the matum level and you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to carry him. They kick over tinnik, like through the loaf and the baby. That's Mordechai. And besides, my name is Boy Lekin. Continues Ramah, but also Tal Tamez Al Dei Kikar B'Tinik, but one is forbidden to carry a dead person through a loaf and a baby L'Tzur Kainim or Dava Acher for the purpose of Kainim for some other purpose. Of the Enuhudim through a non-Jew, Yish Matir Na those who permit this to turn your day submission 9 base, and the truth is Maril Al Simit Samachay. And says Ramah, and that's how I saw that they conduct themselves L'Tzur Mitzvah Chasna for the purpose of a mitzvah or for a wedding. Says Mishaburo, Sif Katan Zayin. So the Mechaber said, if you have a dead person putrefying in the house and it's degrading for the living and for the so that mutal lehitzir, you let it carry him out to a Carmelis. Because the gadol kaved bris, how great is the dignity of the of a person? Shadrach leis to say that the dvarim it overrides a negative prohibition that of rabbinic law, which is carrying it to a Carmelis. Now, because of this, Mechaber writes, he continues to say that, if they have a place where they can go out to, then you don't take out the dead person. Who does Harambam? That's the opinion of the Rambam. But his reason is this, really, he holds the Ikra Heter, the primary Heter, why it permits carrying him out, is because the dignity of the living. Shachaim is Bazim Gamkin, the living are degraded by this. Like Desha Mis Nisuch Ben Isbazim, by having the dead person there, putrefying and degraded. When they have a room where to leave from there, where there's no more the heter of the dignity of the living, then you don't take out the dead person. Except for the case of the dead person who comes on the boat, that's mentioned at the end of the paragraph. There it's a great disgrace just for the mess himself. When the non-Jews are gathering around them, they were concerned for its honor, even if there's no other Jews around. The Shart Sinai Shidav says that's from Magen Avraham, but Biagrot brought that this halacha of the boat is only according to Pirush Rashi. According to this, and obviously, then the Beis Yosef retracted from what he wrote in the beginning of the Sif. Continues the Mishaburo, says Mashikin Halacha, which is not the case over here. In the first case, like a bezoin kolkachlemes, it's not so degrading for the dead person. Kibin Shemunach b'makom shein roin, since he's placed in the house where he's not seen. V'ayin Morba Kibin Shikar Azrich, he already putrefied. Now, v'day Yishnut L'Das Yishem Anal, according to the Yishayimim, that Ramah brings that we're leaning even if he's close to putrefy. That means even if they have a place where to go out, you're allowed to take out the dead person, that he should not putrefy. Now some say, says the Mechaber, that they did not permit to take out the dead person in the Carmelis, el they kick her only through the loaf or the baby. Because they saw the Efshla Sakune, Shari, because carrying out that you cannot remedy, that's permitted. Meaning you have to carry him out, so there's nothing to do. Okay, so fine. But regarding moving the as a muktzah item, we could remedy it al dekikar by having it the loaf of bread, as we said in the previous sieve, the maskin that we remedy. Okay, so at least put on the loaf of bread. Now, Machaber Katzin says that those who say that no, if you're taking out the camelics, mutabla yitziya v'chula, actually better without the baby and the oil loaf of bread to minimize haitza, not to carry them out also. I'm El Rabba, look at El Rabba Shachriya, he comes out kadei rishayna, like the first opinion, which to do it with the baby or the loaf, Mishra b'shabba placing m'saybin k'maizik, and many halachic authorities hold like that opinion. Mokomakom nearly, however, says Mishra, it appears to me k'she'im le'kikir v'tinik, if it does not have a loaf or a baby, mutlo hisayab b'le'kikir v'tinik, allowed to take it out even without a kikr and tivik, because even according to the first opinion, in the chreish or lekuva, it's not definitive that that's critical. I'm going to ram sivkot nches, but Rabbi sivkot zayin, sivkot yud. Then the Mechaber Ketanin says some permit to carry out the dead person avlashos haram even to a public domain. Time is reason. Double the melacha shintzuch leguva, although it's a melacha the rice of carrying. No, it's actually a melacha that you don't need for it itself. There ain't sarach lames. You don't need the dead person. Carrying is when you want something point A into point B. Here you don't want that. You just don't want them at point A. But let's be right. It's a rabban l'rishim. Therefore, it's only rabbinic prohibition according to Rabbi Shimon. The kamelik of say who we hold like ubemeis legazer, and then it's only rabbinic. By a dead person, we don't make a decree and they cover the beast because of the dignity of the dead person. Avladei rishayin israela, or of the living. But the first opinion holds the lay tira lekamel is no only permitted by a kamel. It's less like ikam b'derais where there's no primary a root for it in biblical law, which is not the case over here. The Shem Malachal, where it does have at least the title of Malachal, just you don't need it for it itself. They didn't permit it even by a dead person. With the Sharat Sinai says, love brings, whether through a Kikar B'Tinik or whether not through a Kikar B'Tinik, as the Eli Rabba says. Continues the Mishnah further, he says, look at the Taz, Vachem Eli Rabba, Sotun Eli Rabba. The Loch is like the first opinion, where many places hold like that. That's only mutter to a caramelist. But frat the malacha shen tzuch legufa, specifically that having a malacha that's not needed for it itself, gam ke lebridir duhu patala, it's not so clear that one is exempt on that. The yesh place can create a yudin mechaibala. There are actually some halachic authorities that rule like a yudin that actually one is liable on it, midereisa. Ayin besoiv simen shin lamed dal, which Dirshu number 11 brings, that the Shulchan Aruch writes, that the Rambam says it's forbidden to extinguish a wooden coal, even though it's placed in a place where the public could become harmed from it. Mishnah Berurah explains with it because according to Rambam, someone does a melacha shen tzuch legufa, you are chayav on it. Sivkot Yudal. And we said, is some permit to take it even to Irish's Rambam, Agde Tinik, through a baby, but not through the loaf? Because Davka Kishuhu, now Davka Kishuhu got like sas, has to be that the baby's a little bit, mature. The Shaykh Bechai Ner says, with the halacha of that a living creature carries itself would apply. So blessed be Ba'alma Irakis Rabban. So even carrying out the baby is only a rabbinic kisser. It's not like you're really carrying out the baby because a human carries themselves. Ubemeis legazer, and everybody but dead person weren't good. Mashiach be cut me yesterday. If the baby's very, very young, Ayin Simichin Ches, Sevim Malv Mishburisham, which Disha 12 brings that there, he writes regarding a cotton that cannot go by himself at all. If you can't shows around, you are chayav according to most places because of Yitzah and Shabbos. So then says Mishbru who shovel the kikar. That's the same as a loaf of bread because it's not considered that the baby, like a 2 week old baby, is carrying itself. And v'chayav al atzar some kufa. Then you will be liable for just the carrying of the baby itself, which Sharat Yitzah Zayin says that's from Makan Ram. And even though from the Taz it sounds like that you potter on the tinnik in all situations from the Bach Labush, it's obvious that they hold also like the Makan Ram says El Yaba. You should know that in the whole simon whoever mentions a tinnik is permitted even by a very small baby, because that's in general not less than the a kikar, which is permitted. But in this case, it would have to be that we're saying only a tinnik and not a kikar. It's not a small baby. Then the Ramah said that sivkot yud beis. What then? Same thing is the mitarim b'chulu that it's permitted to tell a non-Jew to carry him, just like kamayal de kikar b'tinnik, like the heter of the loaf and the baby. Where it's somewhat means to say is to be swallowed a kikar b'tinnik, just like they permit a Jew to carry out the dead person with the loaf and the baby tiral de nihudi, they permitted through a non-Jew afbali kikar b'tinnik, even without the loaf and the baby. Mel mashbuk says Moshe says therefore it sounds like a little bit from this wording to davkul karmelis specifically to karmelis. Avashas ram, but to because that's when you have the hetter for the Jew. Avashas ram, but to a street to aslay paiskim at the where it's forbidden according to most paiskim through a Jew. Avaday kikar b'tinnik even with the loaf or the baby. Afiladay and Yehudi also says even through non Jews can be forbidden. B'chein kazam magid ram, that's written magid ram. Beli rab mitzad b'shem kam paiskim. The rab is inclined in the name of many paiskim. Shoshem l'hokol kam shas ram, they're doing through a non Jew. It's permitted for him even to carry out the dead person even to the shas rab. The Sharatzi Narsitcha says that it would seem that in our Shazram, one could be leaning through a non-Jew, and you could combine for this the Ozer the Bin the Ramban, that permits even through Yisrael to your Shazram, because it's a Malacha Chen Zil Gufa. Now, although regarding this, we don't hold him regarding this, like upon through a non-Jew, and in our Shazram, one would be able to be lenient, says the Sharatzi. Sivkot and Yud Gimel. So he said that you're not allowed to carry out a dead person through the Kikar B'Tinik, Litzarech Kohanim, if it's the purpose of a Kohanim or for some other reason, although through a non-Jew, not those who permit. But Litzarech Kohanim not. Says Mishbura, that what does that mean? Shiyu Yichaylim Liyas B'Vatim, that they could be in their homes. Unless it was under the same roof as the dead person, that's not permitted to move the dead person. Not the kikar tinnik through the loaf for the baby. Only for the purpose of the dead person. That's not permitted for the kohanim. Now, because the chayin right to tiltel min hadsad, moving indirectly, to move him from bed to bed, sure, letzoch kohanim, that's permitted for the purpose of the kohanim. If l'shloi de kikar tinnik, even not through a kikar tinnik, that who tiltel min hadsad is moving indirectly, letzoch makamim for the purpose of a place, sure, that's permitted. Like we see later on in Pesiv Hei. Whether here or whether with this that the Rambam puts to a non-Jew who dafkin specifically my craven reichin if the relative is want because you don't have any disgrace to the dead person. The malikish matarin is by zeh. What does he care if they do the tahara the purity before the burial in this house by zeh or some other house? But they cannot force them to take him out from the house where he died over there. If that's not the custom to carry him right away, but they said the place where they do the tahara, and then they can force them. Well, which that is the common custom. And even if the shul was under the same roof with the dead person, same home. And therefore the camp cannot prevent from this from going to shul to mitzvah mitzvah. That's the honor of the relatives to do the Torah. That they could do the needs of the dead person in their own house. Unless it's a miscarriage, like a Mishum covered, where there's no dignity, then Yeshem, some say, then they could force the relative to remove the dead person in the house because of the Kohanim. Based on the condition that we mentioned before, calls him as Brahman to Ben Magen Brahm. Sharachim, this will explain from the words of Magen Brahm, and other Chen, my Mashah Kosum, Magen Brahm, Oid Ben Yizeh, which a dear Shupportin brings, that there he writes that if there's a Kohen that's ill, that he cannot leave his house, they force the relatives to remove the mace from the bias. And so to regarding a child that's a Kohen that needs his mother, Pesach Chupin Yerdeh, Shemanayin Aleph brings that they force the relatives to take out the mess. So to the Leila Seidim, the Kohen's prevented from going into his house because of the mess that's there, and therefore it's very likely that he might not be able to do the mitzvah lailin, he cannot do it easily in the house of a non-Jew, because Kavachayim writes that they force the relatives to remove the mace from the bias. So to regarding a senior living facility where there are elderly kohanim, that's hard for them to move them there. The Tributary writes that they take out the mace on Shabbat through a non-Jew, and if you don't have a non-Jew, a Jew could take out through a kikar or a tinnik, because it's possible to rely on this on the shittas that are lenient regarding carrying out a mace through a kikar or a tinnik, even for the needs of living people. Siv Katan Yodal, and Rama says, and that's the minik that when it's Latzarech Mitzvah to do it through a non-Jew. Because the Shavuos is Shavuos, because it's a rabbinic prohibition of a non-Jew of carrying out to a rabbinic prohibition of the dead person. Let's say mitzvah, purpose of mitzvah, that's sure, that's permitted to El, like I said previously, Besimit Shin Zayin Siv Hei, I should look up with it, let's say God of a great need, Choshev Gamkin, Tzarek Mitzvah, that's always considered like a mitzvah need. Allah Hashem Hachal, they knew the Tzarek Mitzvah, but they permit over here through a non-Jew for the purpose of a Kanan, that's how it sounds like also from the Vilna Gaon. Bir Halacha, the Ramaschal, some permit lohitzi afalash shosam even through to the street through the tinnik v'chula etc. Look at the preacher that he asked that's the opinion of the Ramban. He himself holds in the beginning that even to a karmelitz is not worthy to increase for haitzah. If that's the case, for sure the shosaram. So why are you carrying out through a tinnik? If it's going like the Ramban, who holds that you could do through shosaram? Look over there that he's very pressed regarding how to resolve this question. Look at Sefer Mem Matl that is very lengthy regarding this. And it comes up in the words of Torah Sodom itself, which that's Ramban writes only according to Shittas Rashi. But according to him himself, you write, you should take him out actually without a kikar b'tinnik, not like the way it's written over here in the Mechaber. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 8 from the previous Amud. Which Mishmarut said, look at some Mishin Ches. There he writes that you let a drag shells, peels from the table through a knife, when you need a place, because it's permitted till the manatzah, let's say the mutter. And look over there what we write regarding the Chazanish, that holds that that's not considered till the manatzah. There's number nine, when there's a concern that they're going to do an autopsy on a dead person, and this girl holds that's permitted to carry him and take him out through a kikar dinik, and if no kikar dinik, you could take it out the mess by himself. Dish number 10, the reason why it's not permitted to put a kikar dinik on a mess and to carry him through that, and before you take him out to the caramelist, you remove them from the mess, and then you continue carrying the mess in the, by himself, without violating regarding this to Issa Tilt of the Mukta, since the mess came to the person's hand in the permitted state, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and submission to Tzav Gimel, that permitted to move from Mukta that already was in your hand in the permitted way. So Yisrael Shabbos writes that the side of the Heter to move a mess with the Kikr is because the mess is secondary to the Kikr, and it's considered as if you're not moving the mess. However, when you remove the Kikr, then it's not considered anymore as the mess as if it was in his hand from beforehand, and that as if it came in the state of Heter, rather considered as if right now you started carrying the mess, and therefore that would be forbidden, and therefore that would not be any idea. Dirsha number 13, in middle, to activate an air conditioner or a fan through a non-Jew in the room where there's a dead person, Rav Niskrelitz holds it's forbidden, since that's forbidden with the Raisa, according to Chaznish, that holds that turning on electricity is forbidden with the Raisa, because the Bain, according to Pshama Zalman, this is not with the Raisa. I'll look later on submission Yigim Lazivkam Hey, but if the fan is already activated, then you let it move it and to turn it through a non-Jew to the mess, even though it has a lock like Muktzah, it's permitted to move it through a non-Jew Latoicha mess. Look what we wrote in Simichin Zen Zivkon Chav regarding activating electric appliances through a non-Jew in the place of Tsar or Mitzah, and also look in Simichin Zivkon Yabez, that we write that according to Ramesha, Mishra Mazalman, it's permitted to move a fan even through a Jew and for all purposes.